Blog Talk Radio.
Friday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have several different ways that you can tune in to the show. You can tune in on our blog spot, which is thenikkirichshow.blogspot.com. We do have a link on our blog spot where you can listen to our show, as well as you can search our iTunes, search us on iTunes, and download our podcast. It's free, no cost. You can search for The Nikki Rich Show, or you can just log on to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show, and you can listen that way. If you scroll down to the bottom, you will see that we have a live chat room, and it is open right now. We have our chat room open. And also, you can call into the show at 1-323-580-5749. If you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest. And today, guys, is a special, special treat. We have Janelle Mecca Holmes in the building, along with Two Tone 7. And we also have our special co-host that's coming through. Drum Majors ATL will be in the building, y'all. So it's going to be awesome. It is Wind Down Wednesdays, where we take the time to wind it down and just relax. You know, it's the middle of the week, so we just like to take this time and just relax and just play the good wind down music. So, everybody, we're excited about today's guest. So, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Check out Big Different TV, the Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Time Warner Cable, on 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown from independent artists from Carolina, D.C., and beyond.
It's Laminar Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on The Nikki Rich Show.
Diamond in my mind. Now I know that you're here for me. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to the divine Nikki Rich live on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
Forever, baby. Let's be for it's me and you. Forever, baby. I love you, sweetheart. Listen. From this day, I must. This day, I trust. From this day, there's no more me on the earth. From this day, I will. This day, I feel. From this day, it's gonna be oh so real, so much. I remember people said it wouldn't be, but with my tux on and your beautiful gown, we'll make a story forever and ever. Better weather, our love will remain, even though the seasons may change, forever and ever, for worse or for better, our love will remain, even though the seasons may change. From this day, I fight, this day, no matter. From this day, I'm sure about what love has done. From this day, a dream this day, a team from this day. God has blessed me with everything and then some. I remember people said it wouldn't be no. But with my tux on and your beautiful gown, we'll make a history. Yo. Baby, I
love you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. Like they said, the hottest show on the planet in Charlotte, North Carolina. just so you know, you can call in anytime at 1-323-580-5749. You press that 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to myself, our guest, or anybody right now. We have special guests tonight, guys. I want to tell you about, we have a special guest co-host, Drum Majors ATL. They'll be coming through. We also have a special guest tonight, Two Tone Seven will be in the building, along with Mecca Holmes, Janelle Mecca Holmes, y'all. We have a treat for you all tonight, so stay tuned. I want to tell you a little bit about the Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show plays music of all genres. We have a variety of music executives on the show, such as A&Rs. We have other radio hosts because we are a team. We're working together, songwriters, producers, managers, film productions, and actors, athletes, and more that share a background, knowledge, and experience all in the entertainment industry. The music executives develop and they sell music. They keep the flow going with the musical trends and tastes, but try to influence them in order to keep up with the continuous reshaping of pop culture. And some of them are interviewed on the show. We have some people who are interviewed on the show, so some of these executives. And we have created our little street team, and we are known as the Rich Executives. Also, the purpose of the Nicki Rich Show platform is to give everyone an opportunity to be heard and to have their music or projects displayed without any commercial radio station red tape or politics. The Nicki Rich Show audience, if you want to know what type of audience we have, it can include from vocalists, producers, engineers, and so on, we have an open forum on the radio, educating and providing an opportunity to share the business among everyone about the common errors that are made today in the entertainment industry. Another purpose we have is to connect with individuals, with the music industry professionals through internet radio by discovering new talent. A lot of times new talent is discovered here on the Nicki Rich Show. We make connections. We just do a little bit of everything. The Nicki Rich Show will educate and empower those who are in the entertainment business with the tools that they need to be successful on any platform. As an aspect of our effectiveness and an aspect that we bring here is that we are succeeding to help build your brand. Anything you have working on, anything you're branding, we are here to help you build your brand. And that is a little brief history of the Nicki Rich Show. If you don't know already, that's a little bit about it. Again, tonight is Wind Down Wednesdays, and we're winding it down. We're waiting on our guests to come through. So just sit back and relax. It's chill time on the Nicki Rich Show. Case, I can't.
No. what was that life without you? Even when you don't hear from me, it's going on a month now. But don't worry, I'm just working. I know they listen, but all I see is you, girl.
You was a dream.
Enjoy you.
Let's keep it, girl.
Slow down. I just
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and ever since I've gotten on today, our lines have been crazy, so we're going to take it to the phone line right before we get with our special guest. Our special guest tonight, we have Two Tone 7 in the building along with Janelle Mecca Holmes. It's going down right now, y'all, on the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to go to a 404-7759 number. Call you on the air with Miss Nikki Rich.
Nikki Rich, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, man, everything's lovely down here in the state of Georgia.
Okay, tell us your name and a little what you got going on.
Yeah, man. Basically, you know, I ain't got nothing going on but some good network. You know, I'm down here in Atlanta. You know, got a privately owned, up and coming multimedia company, Triple G Entertainment. You know, we do the music, we write T-shirts, graphic design. You know, the whole nine. So that's what we got going on down here in Georgia. And like I say, I'm calling in, showing love, and just listening and try to check out and see what avenue I can come down there. And meet up with y'all or something like that up in North Carolina, right?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina, the QC.
I heard that. That's what's up.
Yes, and so you have a, what do you have, what type of company again, I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just a multimedia company. I say we have okay. Artists, you know, that rap, and then I say we are also have ghostwriters, and then we don't also just stop with the music. We also do the graphic design, you know, T-shirts and flyers as well, and web design.
Okay.
So, you know, we're trying to cover all areas.
So how could they contact you if they wanted you to do any graphic designs or anything like that?
Yeah, get strictly at me at Gmail, kmo.triplegg@gmail.com, or they can get me on the Twitter. So my Twitter is LPFBrownP. So that's Loyalty, Power, Family, Brown Papers. You know, let's get it in.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by the Nikki Rich Show. Just stay tuned. We have a special guest in the building. We actually have two special guests in the building. So just stay tuned and hold tight.
All right, then. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to our interview. We have a special guest known as Two Tone 7. I'm going to give you a little brief history about him. He was bred in the city of Milwaukee. Y'all know who Milwaukee is, Wisconsin. Polished in Houston, Texas, and refined in the Washington metropolitan area. While obtaining a B.S. degree in electrical engineering at Prairie View A&M University, Two Tone, under the alias of Midwest Jinx, started a record career with an indie label called Black Art Entertainment in Houston, and was featured on the Mash Mode LP release in 2001. As a group, they opened several shows and acts such as Sean Paul, Matthew Root, Slim Thug, Juvenile, and the Ying Yang Twins from 2001 to 2003. After the tragic death of a close friend and label mate, Christopher Bone, a.k.a. Cristal, Two Tone 7 took a little hiatus from the music industry and broadened his artistic interests by partaking in the National Poetry Convention in 2004 and several other poetry venues throughout the DMV. He also studied the art of photography and the business of entrepreneurship due to the impact of living in the Midwest, the South, and now the Mid-Atlantic region. Two Tone has developed as a solo artist with a universal appeal and unique lyrical style as he describes. Two-Tone 7 is the cat with the double Dutch flow, with a heightened sense of fashion and marketability. He understands the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, branding a commercial image, and composing radio-friendly songs. And tonight, y'all, we would like to welcome Two-Tone 7 to the Nikki Rich Show. What's going on?
Everything is everything. Like I said, I'm eating good. I got the itis right now, so pardon me. I feel like I'm dozing off. So I'm highly blessed. I'm high off life, you know. I'm feeling
you
real good.
The
what's
itis.
Going on with the stuff? Yeah, man, I got the itis. Y'all, you know about the itis.
Yeah. Did you fix me anything?
Would you
didn't fix me anything. You didn't fix me
anything. Nah, that's a negative. Not this time. You didn't give me enough morning.
See. You see how you do.
Maybe next time.
Well, we're glad to have you here with us today. You've been working on different things. You have a variety of things you're doing. I mean, it's amazing. I didn't know you did a little poetry. That's awesome right there. And you've been several different places. You worldwide and, well, we know you worldwide, but region right, you know, Midwest and the South and all over the place. And that's where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, everything happened for a reason. You know, you go through life, you know, and for me, you know, growing up in the Midwest and, you know, spending some time in the South and then the Mid-Atlantic, you know, I went through those little tribulations and those experiences not really knowing, you know, as a man, you know, it prepares me for now, you know what I mean? And it just polished me as an artist and helped me become, you know, more well-rounded by moving around so much and getting, you know, acquainted with other cultures and just other individuals, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. Hopefully I can keep moving, you know.
Exactly. So how did you even get started in the industry?
Well, you know, I was just a little prim, about three feet tall. And, you know, a cousin of mine, we snuck to a concert. We wasn't even supposed to go. We snuck to, it was a Ron Dempsey concert. I never will forget. Wasn't even supposed to go. We snuck to the concert, whatever. And, you know, I saw Ron Dempsey, and after I saw that, I was like, you know, it kind of inspired me a little bit. And ever since then, you know, I've been growing as a writer. I already was inspired as a writer, you know, even before that, you know, just in diaries or poetry or whatever. So musically and growing up around music, it just inspired me to want to partake, you know, in the music. So we did little takes. We did dubs here and there and tried to sell tapes. Right. I remember at one time we did music over tags on the radio as little kids trying to sell them. Didn't necessarily work out. But, you know, we did that just being little kids, you know, trying to see what the hustle and the grind was all about, having fun. And here I am right now, you know, with the Lord's mercy. I'm right here talking to Nikki Rich right now.
That's what I'm talking about. It's amazing how God just put the right people in your place, you know, to help you, you know, build upon that. And you here helping our job, you know, you on here getting heard, and we're just working it out right now. Networking is people calling in, networking, it's amazing how God is just working, and he's moving. He is really, really moving.
Yeah, I mean, he know more than us, I could tell you that. You know, no matter how many times, you know, we want to go against our current situation, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, easier said than done. You know, we stress over things or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, everything is going to happen and everything is going to play out. So you just got to go with the flow, you know. Just enjoy
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Is there any other artists that you are working with now or you plan on working with on any upcoming projects?
You know what? That topic right there kind of brings me to where I am as an artist right now. You know, there's several producers in the industry. You know, I may have some ambitions I might want to work with, you know. But as far as working with other artists right now, I'm kind of like, at this particular time, comfortable in my own lane and trying to build my brand and my identity and the direction I'm going, because, you know, the industry has kind of like, it went into that lane of features and it just, you know, it just took off, you know. So me,
exactly.
Me cutting my own lane, I'm trying to get back into the whole idea of challenging myself and my team to hold down an album on your own. How creative can you be to hold down an album, you know, on your own without, you know, a bunch of features? And that's not to really take anything away, you know, from individuals that do features. You know, this is just 2x7 speaking for, you know, the direction that he's going with. That's not to say I don't want to work with anybody. You never know. You
mm-hmm.
might see me on the album. You may see me on a song with Chuck Mangione or somebody. I don't know. You know, if I do get on a song, it's probably going to be something that's going to really push the envelope, you know. Although I wouldn't mind doing a track with a Kid Cudi, you know, a T-Pain or something like that. But right now, I'm trying to challenge myself as an artist to say, you know, let's get back to the times of holding an album down on your own. There was times when you had to do that, you know.
Yeah. Well, we know you have a new single out. Tell us a little bit about Super Sexy.
Super Sexy. Well, it's a track, you know, for the ladies. It's 2x7, love the ladies. But it's, you know, when I...
Y'all got to see him, too. You got a nice body. You got a nice body. You can tell you've been working out and just getting it in. So, ladies, he is on the Nicki Rich Show blog spot. Go check him out. Nice body.
I appreciate you complimenting. You know, that's just... My lifestyle as a person, you know, I believe wholeheartedly, you know, in taking care of yourself, you know, and doing the best that you can, you know, just appreciate this good life you've been given, you know. But as far as Super Sexy is concerned, it's just a song to help, you know, beautiful ladies such as yourself, you know, feel good about themselves, you know what I'm saying? Something you can sit back, relax to, you know, inspire you a little bit and listen to it. You know, you may get up, look in the mirror and say, yeah, that is me. You know, that's me. I'm super sexy. Yep, that's right.
Exactly. Because I know I'm super sexy.
See, there you go. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Right there. So that's that. We're going to try to crank that and get that going as an anthem for the ladies out there, because I know it's a whole bunch of ladies out there that consider themselves super sexy.
Exactly. Well, we have Two-Tone in the building, and we're going to go to this track, Super Sexy. Y'all check it out live only on the Nicki Rich Show.
Could it be my one-on-one? Is that a nice super fine? Predictability.
That's what you can expect from me. You know, as of right now, you know, we got my EP. Her name is Summer. You can log on to betterlate.com and
okay.
check that out. That's BETTERL8TE.com. And betterlate.com, it's not just just for music. It's a platform for entertainment. So when you go on there, you can listen to an array of music from 2Tone 7. But then we also have, you know, videos and short films. You know, if you log on to our video section, you'll be able to watch Fame and American Love Story. It was this year's DMV International Film Festival Breakout Film of the Year. It's a two-part short film, you know, for the entertainment. I think everybody will like that. We got a couple of cartoons on there as well, you know. So betterlate.com, it's not just about music. It's really about the fans and entertainment, you know.
Now, what I really want to know, and I know that all of our listeners that's listening right now, I want to know where you get your name from. 2Tone 7. Is it that that tone you got?
You know what? It had that to do with that. That's funny though. On the lighter side, you know, when I was a little young, I used to like everything 2Tone. You know, 2Tone this, 2Tone that. Shoes, cars, whatever the case may be. But, you know, on the deeper side, you know, I was already referred to as 7, you know. And I added the 2Tone as basically as an adjective that really just describes, you know, I think every man or woman has that, they have that individual that they are. And then they have the individual that they strive to be. And, you know, they stumble and fall and get up along the way. You know, we struggle with circumstances to continuously, you know, always want to do the right thing, you know. But then you got the other side of you that, you know, really don't want to do the right thing. So, hence 2Tone. So.
Okay, I got you on that one. I got you on that. You know, 7 is one of my lucky numbers, too. Because my birthday is 7/2/79, and I just love the number 7. I'm always using 7 for everything.
Yeah, so
it's
crazy. That's really just what that is. You know, 2Tone 7 is just really just, yeah, that person you are and the person you strive to be, you know. And that's just me describing 7. There you have it, you know, not to be, you know, not to try to go extremely deep on them like that, but it is what it is.
Exactly. So what we want to know is, if in case anybody wanted to book you or contact you via Facebook, Twitter, email, or website, can you go ahead and give everybody the info so they can do that?
Oh, yeah, I most definitely can do that. You can follow me at Twitter. That's at 2Tone7 on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Any information in regards to booking, whatever the case may be, we have a contact section on betterlate.com. So you can log on to there and get in contact with either at 2Tone7 or at TheMongoose1. And it's just that simple, those three platforms. And usually we hit people right back ASAP, you know, when it comes to these things, because we usually take this thing pretty seriously. So.
I was about to say the exact same thing. I really want to give a major shout out to your team. They're quick and everything. I mean, when I was like, I have to get him on the show. So when I reached out to your team, it was just like that. They responded back anytime that we were reaching out to each other. They responded back very quickly. And like you said, you got a really good team right behind you. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them.
Oh, most definitely. That's at the Mongoose One. That's my brother from another mother, same father. You know, so, I mean, when you in this game, you either do it or you don't do it. And, you know, this is a business, you know. And it has
mm-hmm.
to be treated as such, you know. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, you know, as a lot of people would, you know, try to use it as, you know. But at the end of the day, this is a business, and you have to treat it as such and be a professional about everything you do, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what you got? What else you got for me, Miss Rich?
I mean, we're just winding it down, getting to know 2007. Is there anything you would like the listeners to know that they do not already know about you? Any upcoming things you're going to be working on besides the things you told, or just whatever you want to say, you know, just let us know. We here for you.
Yeah, we. First off, I want to thank you, you know, for basically giving me a platform, you know, to be heard, you know, giving the audience so they can get to know him. And I just want to send a special shout out to everybody listening and let them know, you know, keep following your dreams. And hopefully they all end up becoming a reality at the end. And as far as me as an artist, I got several things going on. We're going to continue to bring these cartoons and short films. I got a ton of music, you know, ready to be released. I just want to let y'all know to make sure you log on to betterlate.com. We have free downloads. We have purchase and everything. Because at the end of the day, without the people, you know, we can't move forward, you know. It's all
okay.
About fam, and it's all about connecting with the people. So, you know, whenever you want, you know, on Twitter, you can always get at 2tone7, and I'm always be right back at you because we big on connecting with the fans and making sure you're able to connect with me, you know, as a fan, you know, and not be the artist that can't be reached out to, you know.
Exactly. Well, you're doing it, and we commend you on your success and everything you got that you're working on right now. You're doing it big worldwide.
You know, well, you know, it's you know, that's all going to play out on itself. We're just going to continue to keep moving forward and doing the best that we can to just give you good product and try to move through this cesspool of manure that's out here right now. Pardon my jargon right now, but, you know, we're just going to continue to move the best way we can through this cesspool in the digital media area. Hopefully, you know, the people open up their ears and you know, all those things will play out on its own, you know.
Yes, exactly. Well, we hope to have you back on the Nicki Rich Show soon, and with everything that you have working on.
You can have me back anytime. Just reach out, and you know, I'm there just like yesterday.
All right.
I'm there like yesterday. All you got to do is reach out.
Okay. We got you. Well, we are winding this interview down, and what we always say to our guests when they're leaving, we always like to let you know that we wish you all the best, much love and success, and I end tonight by saying God bless.
Likewise to you and your radio show and everybody that's out there listening. Keep it moving.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
And again, you're welcome anytime to come back.
All right, that's what's up, love.
All right, you were just listening to 2tone7. He got that track, Super Sexy, y'all, for the ladies, Super Sexy. So be sure and follow him on Twitter, 2tone7, and check him out. Check him out, guys. Right now, we're winding things down. On the Wind Down Wednesday, it is time to get it in. It's almost top of the hour, 8 o'clock. We have 4 minutes to 8 o'clock, and we want to wind it down and get right back into our second half. We have a special guest that's in the building. We also have some guys coming through, our co-hosts coming through as well. So we're going to be talking with them. And we have some special guests in the building, Janelle Becca Holmes. You don't want to miss this interview. This is in the second half at 8:15. All right, we're going to bring it down and wind it down with Cupid 112.
Everybody put your hands together. Yeah. 403. We get in the streets, we get in your shit.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live today, Wind Down Wednesday. We have a special guest. I second have Janelle Mecca Holmes will be coming through. And right now, I want to bring in our co-host for tonight, our co-host, Drum Majors ATL, in the building. What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Nikki Rich?
I am good. I'm good. I'm glad to have you in the building, co-hosting it.
You know, we love being on the show. I love what you got going on.
Yes, yes. I know y'all been doing big things. I see doing videos, and you got, I think, movies coming out. Tell us a little bit what Drum Majors ATL got going on right now.
Pretty much, we write songs. We're producers. We produce for Shawty Lowe. We did a record for Lil Wayne, Rich Boy, worked with Joel Santana's label. So we pretty much, you know, we bring good music. We got a club vibe, you know. So we just pretty much out here in the colleges, in the streets, clubs, just trying to bring good music in different states, Atlanta, Florida, everywhere. So. And Brandon, the artist right now, busy. So, you know, got a crazy, crazy year going on. We're about to do some footage with Spoon Gotti Films. So we're going to shoot a movie with him. So it's going to get crazy for us.
That's pretty hot. You're doing amazing things. And like you said, you are working, y'all working with and doing promoting your artist, busy. So how's that?
I love working with up-and-coming artists because, you know, you can brand them and, you know, it's just a great feeling working with somebody and coming up and growing with them as you're producing with them. So I take pride and joy in that.
Okay, we got some tracks with you guys. We have Like the White Boys. Tell us a little bit about that.
We made their record in December. It's pretty much a club vibe. It's produced by Mercy. He produced that Future, Watch This, and that's a huge record in Atlanta. So, you know, we went to him to get it produced, and it's got a club vibe. It's real street, and, you know, we don't wear tight jeans, so.
And you know what? It's crazy that you say that. It seems like a lot of people are wearing tight jeans and jeggings, leggings.
It's cool for women. It's cool for women. It looks good on women. You know what I'm saying? With tight jeans, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's getting extreme.
All right, here we go. Like the White Boys, taking it to the eight.
Hold up, don't say y'all acting like a white boy. White this, white that, even got a white horse. Party, 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 I be geeking like some white boys. I be popping beans, sipping lean like some white boys. And ain't my jeans, they so clean, they so white boy. Tell your girl, sip some lean, come and ride this white horse. White boy, I'm so fucking gnarly, bitch, I'm white boy. AE on my shirt, true religion, be so white boy. Waste it like a white boy. And you know I can't drive, make it rain, bitch. Hell nah, I make that money fly, money fly. M-O-N-E-Y, that's all I talk about. Money fly. M-O-N-E-Y, that's all I talk about.
Please stop saying, so rockin' pineapples, white. white boy wasted. I've been high for the last 8 months daily. Who gon' carry me outside cause I can't make it? Blue crown, big skating like a white boy. I'm just trying to get paper like a white boy. Watch strip club, leave vibes for the white boy. I ain't on the brown sauce with the white boy. Playing double, so it's bad, Vicky's everywhere. I see some over here, I see some over there. They bad, going strong, so it's loud, smoke everywhere. I'm cool like Jessica cause I stay in the atmosphere.
Oh my, here I'm wasted, rolling by the cases, alcohol and drugs, got me seeing different places, know I ain't racist, I love dead faces,
oh yeah.
Throw it in the air, watch the girls
watch
get
the
naked,
girls.
I see them snow bunny trying to get chocolate wasted, with my strawberry red bit and two faces. I'm porn star wasted. I need some more cases. I need you like the faces. Red pill, blue pill, frost in the matrix. The rock out the bottle, pussy nigga, we ain't chasing. 3 grams of that gas pack, I just faced it.
Oh,
John Majors, ATL in the building, like the white boys. I'm loving that.
Yeah, that beat's so sick.
Yeah, that's hot. We have also another track that we have. It's called What's the Holder? So we can also play that. Tell everybody a little bit about What's the Holder.
What's the hold up is for all the, God just made that for all the normal, you know what I'm saying, the wait in line people. When I go to the club, we don't wait in line, you know what I'm saying. We're privileged to jump the whole line. So, you know, it's pretty much we made that song just like why, you know, why they hold us up at the door if we paid them extra to get in to jump the whole line. It's just a club record, you know. We like strip clubs. We like going out. We like that vibe. So, you know, we make those type of records.
So you mean to tell me if I come to the A and I go hang out with you guys, I can jump the line?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to jump the line. We're not waiting in line.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, we're going to go to What's the Hold Up. Here we go, guys. Check it out. Drum Majors ATL in the building. This is the Nicky Rich Show.
Got me on go mode. Her pussy wet, she on that hoe mode.
bitch acting like they know us. In the VIP with 30 hoes straight rolling up. Fucking with my squad hard, cause she heard we bottom buck. East side throw it up, west side throw it up, like what the fuck. I don't think she fuck with us, it don't matter cause we don't cuff. TYB the label and drum majors and it's going up. I gotta get rich as fuck, money I can't get enough. Hoes I can't get enough, I can't cuff they dumb as fuck. Kick her, I can't keep that slut. Kick her, I can't keep that slut. I'm gon' run my money up, I'm gon' run my money up. For Rock got the bottle and the shit got me fucked up. Drum agents all in this bitch, you know they gon' notice us. I gotta get it every day, I gotta be quota. Paint drippin' leaky, you can call the shit soda. Fuck what I had to think, I'm feelin' like YOLO. Pay the next act, go, bitch, what's the hold up?
All the hoes stuck it with us, now our pockets swole up. Big bottles everywhere, break it down and roll up. Bounce that ass, shake some, watch her tear the pole up. I need some more runs, I'm about to throw them up. Hit the club, straight to the VIP, just a poster. These girls looking good in here, I might have to stroke some. It's staying on the beach, cops is patrolling. Hitting this girl in my section, we about to smoke some. So Rock and Quavo, fuck you when your friend come post up. 1800 Remy hit, Grey Goose and Patron some. Damn, she bad, how she dancing make me want some. Make that ass talk, while you do a split, I'ma throw some. My eyes low, you know I'm on some.
Oh yeah,
fresh niggas, bitches choosing, yeah, I caught one.
Come here.
I don't want it, you can have them when I post some. Treat her like bust, pop, pop, then I toss some.
I gotta get it every day, I gotta meet quota. Paint dripping leaky, you can call the shit soda. Fuck what I had to think, I'm feeling like YOLO. Pay the next act, go, bitch, what's the hold up?
All the hoes stuck it with us, now our pockets swole up. Big bottles everywhere, break it down and roll up. Watch her tear the pole up, I need some more runs, I'm about to throw them up.
Every morning, man, my mission is to meet my quota. Give it to a straight drop, like I'm whipping Yola. Take a bitch in the club, that thing y'all had is over. Took her back to the crib, that ass clap like that know you. I beat her down, bust her down until she go back sober. Pull up, pop them freeze me, that blind hate it over. Hold up. Roll up, my pocket swolled up. Smoking kush by the lip with the fucking lungs, bruh. We hit the club and make that shit look like a motion picture. Straight Dutch master, nigga, fuck them thin ass whistle. Miss her, bouncing in the club with your bitch. Gotta lean it like the pizza, in it, bitch.
I gotta get it every day, I gotta meet quota. Paint dripping leaky, you can call the shit soda. Fuck what I had to think, I'm feeling like YOLO. Pay the next act, go, bitch, what the hold up?
All the hoes stuck it with us, now our pockets swole up. Big bottles everywhere, break it down and roll up. Bounce that ass, shake some, watch her tear the pole up. I need some more runs, I'm about to throw them up.
Nikki Reed.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. You were just listening to Drummers ATL. Drum Majors ATL, what the hold up? Loving that track. I like that hook. That's you on the hook.
Yeah, we
right?
got it. And you got. I said we gotta get it every day.
You gotta meet quota. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Gotta get it every day, all day, all night. I see y'all on Twitter going hard all night long, all night. Gotta get it.
Most definitely, we try to. You gotta get it, you know. We got a large fan base. We trying to build, you know. So trying to just stay active.
You doing it?
We the young generation. We young. We coming for Shotty Red. We coming for Zaytoven. We coming for Drummer Boy. They great producers, but we young and it's a new sound.
Yes, y'all ready to take over, right?
Most definitely. Yeah, okay. Shout out to Drum Majors Parrish.
You say Drum Majors where?
Parrish, overseas. We overseas working. We got to produce overseas. Salute him.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about right there. Drum Majors Parrish. That's hot. That's right. Worldwide.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter, Drum Ages Paris.
Okay. I hit him up. And I'm also following another Drum Ages ATL. It's the little underscore Drum Ages ATL as well. Y'all,
that's my other producer, Suave. He is definitely going in.
Yes, he's going in. He's going in. Shout out to him as well. I know we talked the last time. One of the producers was in Miami. Was that him?
Yeah, that was him. He was in Miami campaigning hard for us.
Yes. So how's that going? How's everything with that going? Y'all getting
It's going great. We're planning on shooting a video down there. We're doing a video here in Atlanta, and then we're going to do a video down in Miami. So we're just getting the dates and everything to that.
Okay.
So it's great.
All right.
No complaints. It's going great.
Well, I mean, y'all doing it. But I just want to let you guys know, too, you know, I really appreciate y'all coming through, showing the love to the Nicki Rich Show, man. It's amazing. God is so good that, you know, y'all able to take out y'all time from producing. I know you was in the studio getting it in. And see y'all taking out the time to come to us.
Well, definitely. I love this show. I love what you got going on. I love good music. Love good vibe. I love that. And I just love to be a part of it. So,
yes, anytime. Yes, got the chat room jumping. It's live right now. Right now, we want to go into a little mix to our second guest come in. Our second guest will be in around 8:30. So we wanted to take out the time to showcase you guys because, like I said, you doing it, and y'all just keep pressing on, pushing through, achieving your goals.
You got to check out the new one. The new one, My Life is a Movie, that's the single. I'm shooting a movie to that. That's going to be crazy for me. I'm going real Scarface. I'm going real hood. I'm letting these folks know what I do. It's wild, but it's going to be dope.
And so you say you're going Scarface on that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm going in. I'm going there. I'm going too hard from Miami to the A to Cali, everywhere.
And it's going to be different from any other music right now.
Almost definitely, because the visual you're going to get, I'm going to Cali. We're going to get stamped. We're going to get stamped by the radio stations in Cali. You know, so this is going to be a big movie, so... Then we got some World Star Hip Hop honeys that's going to be up board, so just stay tuned.
That's pretty hot. Can you tell everybody just a little brief history of Drum Ages ATL for those who are just now tuning in?
Well, we're a production team located in Atlanta. We started producing about 4 years ago. Got our first placements up at Grand Hustle with Young LA. And I was under some management with Jack Russell, ENT. And from Grand Hustle just led us more placements to the Shawty Lowe's and the Lil Wayne's, to the Rich Boys, the Jewel Santana, the, you know, the R&B cast at Def Jam we work with. So, you know, we young, we got great music. We're trying to just bring a good vibe. Mentioned in the Hip Hop Weekly twice, unsigned. We had DJ Smalls try to sign us, so we're just bringing a lot of energy, independent, and just trying to make a lot of noise.
Exactly. Y'all bring that A flavor, that flavor to the A. You can tell it different. Y'all put y'all stamp on that.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to basically stamp the A. You got some of the best producers coming right out of Atlanta. You got K.E., Drummer Boy, Zaytoven, Wheel of Fool, Sunny Digital, all these producers right here in one city, and they got huge movements, so it's a crazy vibe. Like,
you know, some of those names you mentioned will be coming to the Nicki Rich Show very soon, so be on the lookout. You have to swing through when those guys come on.
Well, definitely. I'm in the building. I'm paying attention. I watch you on Twitter. I love what you got going on.
We're trying to get that movement, that Nicki Rich movement, trying to let everybody know who we are and about this platform here. But, yeah, we're going to take a little break right now. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to go play a little music right now before we get into our guest for the night. We cannot wait to talk to our guest tonight. So y'all stay tuned. Hold tight, Drum Majors ATL. Have a pen and paper because we're going to be talking with our special guest, Janelle Mecca Holmes, tonight. All right? Hold tight, guys. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, guys. We are live on the Nicki Rich Show. You can catch us each and every Sunday through Friday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are podcasting live. You can call in at 1-323-580-5749. Again, it's 1-323-580-5749. Also, before we get to anything else, I want to let everybody know I will be hosting a musical concert showcase in Waynesboro, North Carolina on September the 24th at 7 p.m. It's all being sponsored and held by the Sky's the Limit Entertainment. It's going to be major. We have Miss Booster Seat Rider going to be in the building, Young Sack, Simon D, Sexy Berry, along with Streetscape from 106 and Park. They will be on. They will be on, so y'all get ready. Stay tuned. It's going to be live. Also, to let you know that we are working on some upcoming projects. We have the Raw Uncut Tour, and we also have the Raw Uncut segment that we'll be bringing to the Nicki Rich Show next Wednesday. It's going to be every Wednesday. It's going to be crazy. It's going down. Mm-hmm. On the Raw and Uncut Tour, it's going to be a hot, hot segment that everybody, I want everybody to check out. I'm going to give you a little bit, you know, listeners, starting Wednesday, and it's going to be September the 21st, we'll be adding a new segment to our show, Sex and Love, Raw Uncut with Troy Rawlings. This is comedian Troy Rawlings, that is. If you've never been on a Troy forum, if you never heard or read about his blog, you have to listen in to believe your ears. He has had one of the hottest comedy, sex, and love shows for the past 7 years. So tune in and remember, no question is taboo. So you can send all of your questions to Troy. And we'll go live with Troy on next Wednesday, every Wednesday. And check out Troy at www.troyrawlings.tv. Again, it's www.troyrawlings.tv. And that's where you can find Troy Rawlings at. And he's a comedian out of L.A., y'all be sure and tune in. You definitely don't want to miss this. It's going to be live. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be something you ain't never experienced before on the Nicki Rich Show. We bring in different flavors, different vibes to the Nicki Rich Show. It's different from the iJive Urban Rich Radio. We had to, you know, just to take a break, sit back and relax, and we had to observe our show, and right now we're pushing forward. We're making it happen. We're bringing something new to the Nicki Rich Show. Okay, I have we have more to go on, more commercials. I want to tell you to all, calling all advertisers and sponsors, calling all business owners, big and small, this is Nicki Rich of the Nicki Rich Show. Many of you have asked and advertised on and even sponsoring some of our segments and shows. We're here the chance to take advantage of thousands and thousands of ways people can hear you and learn about you and what you do for the best rate in the radio. If clients don't know, they want to show. Advertise today on the Nikki Rich Show. For more info, you can email me at nikkirich79@gmail.com, or you can just call me at 980-216-6717. Again, that's 980-216-6717.
It's Slammin' Jammin' every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show.
Check out Big Different TV, the Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Time Warner Cable, on 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown, from independent artists from Carolina, D.C., and beyond.
Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Ooh, I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I'm a dick thrower, her neck and her back hurting. Cut through to have you like a brand new version. It's like once you get used to it, then you're so serving. Hop up on top and so jiggy jiggy jerking. Slow down for me, are you moving too fast? My fingers keep slipping, I'm trying to grip that ass. Keep being hard headed, and I'ma make you get on me. Got a human up disguise, but my face is a dog. If you loving my bulk, let me bury my bone. I got 4 or 5 bad married bitches at home. One of my bitches fell in love with that outside dick. That outside dick keep them hoes sick. Like, boom, I like it like that.
It's like I got the world in my palms, the girl up under my arm. She fucked up from the charm. She loved the way the dick stay hard from 12 to early in the morn. Fine bitches, if you're listening, you heard me, I'm strong. If you're going through your cycle, I ain't with it, I'm gone. You must have heard about them hoes that I beat up in my home. They wasn't telling the truth, baby, you knew they was wrong. Nah, make it official when I'm some of that dome. I don't mind buying blue, you ride too. Don't be asking nigga questions about where I'm driving you. Now, mama, my shit together, I ain't driving you. I don't think that nigga could do you better than I could do. You know, the juvenile from caught the three by the derby. Same nigga used to be running with Rusty and Kirby. Can a player from the know you get a chance with it? But I can't bounce with you without using my hands with it.
Ooh, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Slow motion, she open. I'm hoping she don't leave my dick broken with brush burns and swollen. I'm hoping she wanted me to make her out a believer. I guarantee ya, I'ma see ya when I see ya. And just don't holler out my name like we was all at it. Your pussy so bad, and you know that. So stop stunting. Slow motion for a real nigga. I'm going off that incredible potion, and I'ma deal with
you. I like how them Victoria's Secret sitting that ass. Let me pull some more hip and Hennessy in your glass. But I be by
Nikki Reed.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are in our second half of the show. We have our special guest in the building. We, along with Drum Majors, are our co-hosts for tonight. Y'all still here, Drum Majors?
Oh, yeah, we're still in here.
Okay, they still in. Right now, we're getting to our second half. We have our special guest, Janelle Mecca Holmes, in the building. before we get to him, I want to give you a little brief history on Janelle McCaholmes. Allow me to introduce Janelle McCaholmes. Mecca is a former host of the Air America Slam Radio, aired on Cyrus Satellite Radio with Chuck D, Vice President of Slam Jams Records, and a current board member of Supernatural Inc. Mecca has an album coming out next month, which features production from Grammy Award winner Easy Moby. And it's going to be awesome. So he's doing so many things, and we are ready. We're ready, and we have him here today, and we would like to welcome Janelle McCaholmes to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome, welcome.
Wow, that's a hell of a welcome, man. I feel like Barack here, man. For real. Wow, you feel good. Like I'm somebody. So what's going on?
You are somebody. In the words of Jesse Jackson, I am somebody.
I hear that. Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. You are doing big things, I'm telling you. It's amazing. I'm so excited to talk with you about the Supernatural Inc. Along with, we have some music as well that Most High Five. So let's get to it. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on right now.
Well, there's a lot going on right now, but there's a huge promotional campaign between Supernatural Inc. and clothing company Mecca USA. And right now there's a photo contest where we're encouraging, consumers of Mecca USA to send in photos of, any Mecca USA clothing they have, wear it, rock it in a photo, send it into photocontest@meccausa.com, and you can win a $500 wardrobe with a $100 gift certificate, and in second place you get a $250 clothing wardrobe, and then $50 gift card, and then there's a third place prize, $100 with a $25 gift card. But it's to celebrate a few things. One, the new Supernatural Inc. design with Mecca USA, as well as the release of the Supernatural Inc. Presents Champions next month. So that was a mouthful. But that's a lot of what's going on.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. And you have been working with major artists. Chuck D, Easy Mo B, man. I remember Chuck D. I used to love his music. I mean, that's pretty hot working with those guys.
Definitely an honor. Chuck is one of my heroes, a big mentor, not for myself, and a lot of people out there. So definitely a great honor in working with him, from a business standpoint as well as musically. He's on the project in a song called Action. And the song, we have a version that's produced by Easy Moby, who you mentioned, won the Grammy, working with Miles Davis and Alicia Keys. But, worked with countless artists, Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., Wu-Tang, Busta Rhymes, Greg Mack, you name it. He's worked with them. So, definitely a blessed experience. Working with him as well as Chuck. Hello?
That's an honor. That's amazing,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in the industry.
It's funny. Years ago, I was at a Def Jam tour. And, my whole focus, this was like 1988, and my whole focus was to, see Public Enemy on stage, just for the first time ever. So it was Public Enemy, Run DMC, LL Cool J, Ice Cube, and a lot of legendary rappers that were affiliated with Def Jam. So went to the concert. sold out, intermission happened, and you know, everybody was like going to the food stand, getting, you know, food, drinks or whatever during intermission, but I stayed like at the front of the stage. And so out of nowhere, you know, Chuck comes off the stage, and you know, I'm like right there at the barricade, and I had this Malcolm X medallion. I don't remember back in the day, we used to wear, a lot of people wore like the African medallions made of leather, and there's like the picture of Africa on it. Well, I had one with Malcolm X. I had one with Malcolm X, so he questioned me about it, like, what would you know about Malcolm X? Because people was rocking it for fashion instead of really knowing what, you know, what Africa was about or what Malcolm X was about. So I, you know, I told him what I knew, and he was impressed, and he said, you know, man, keep it up. And, you know, we shook hands, and that was it. That made my summer, you know, just meeting him.
Yeah.
And then years later, I'd say approximately like 1996, we met later, and I reminded him of what happened, and he remembered that. You know, asked me about music, and, you know, we connected via email, and, you know, established a good relationship from that. You know, that turned into business, a friendship, you know. So, real good experience. Guy works in mysterious ways. Yeah.
He does. Now, where did you get the name Janome Mecca Holmes, that method? Where that comes from?
Well,
how did you get that?
Well, I'm blessed, man. You know, my uncle James, James Holmes Jr., gave me my first name, and the name is it's Nubian, and it means one of God, and so I was blessed to have an uncle that gave me a good first name of meaning instead of like Quintavious or Daquan or something like that. So, you know, yeah. So God bless him. So, and Mecca was a name that I got in college. People just thought, you know, I had a big present. You know, so like Mecca, you know, there's you know, Mecca is affiliated with Saudi Arabia, but also Mecca means like, you know, large, like you're big. And so I got that name because of, you know, just the presence that I would bring in my aura, that it was big and like, you're like the Mecca. And so
that's what I'm talking about.
I got it.
He big time right here. We have somebody on here that's big time Mecca. We have a Mecca. That's what I'm talking about.
We also
have Drum Majors ATL in the building as well. They're co-hosting with us. Do you have any questions, guys? Drum Majors. I think they on hold right now.
Nah, we still in here. My bad. What's going on?
I said, do you have any questions for Janome Mecca Holmes right now?
I just like to see, you know what I'm saying, I like to see good work, and it sounds great, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to check it out. So, you know, I salute it, keep it up.
Appreciate that, guys. So, you know, definitely, you know, support the movement. The movement is Supernatural INC. You can check us out on Facebook. Go to supernaturalinc.com. I'm on Facebook, Janome Mecca Holmes. But definitely check out that contest. For more information, you can go to www.meccausa.com. And, you know, like I said, it's definitely a positive movement of substance. It's more than just thug life and swag and that crap.
Yeah.
You know, definitely some substance. So, you know, definitely support it, get behind it, and, you know, take it in.
Well, we have a track we're going to go to right now, Mo's Hi-Fi, Chuck B, Easy Mo B. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, that sounds like action. And, you know, pretty much that song was inspired, just life experience, you know, in it. It talks about me just kind of overcoming obstacles, whether it's in the form of personal obstacles, whether it's a hater that's, you know, trying to undermine what you're doing, or just negative energy, you know, even politically, as, you know, just black men trying to make it in America, you know, we can only overcome that by providing action versus talking about it. You know, even from a business standpoint, and I'm sure all of us can relate to that, you know, when we're trying to accomplish something, you have always have these people around you that just talk about it. They talk about this, they talk about that, but there's no action.
Nope.
So the song Action brings that to life.
Exactly.
And also there's a big shout out to President Obama in it as well.
Major shout out to President Obama. Right now we're going to go to this single right now. We're going to go to, and we live in the building. We have Janelle Mr. Holmes here with us.
Yo, we got Nikki Rich and drum majors in the building.
Yes, sir. Check it out.
Most high fine, supernatural, slam jam. Let's get it.
I'm on a level so high, divine laws of gravity beyond the sun's reach, way deep into the galaxy.
Come on, made
in the image of God, come with your majesty. Anything less should be considered blasphemy. Back to hot light, iron with a juice box, raising hell in ATL all the way to New York. When I walk through the hood, they can't do the man. My kids by day, at night, black Superman. Overlooking the city on top of skyscrapers. Put my fist in the air, yell and die haters. I'm a mute to the green, not new to the scene. Resurrected from the dead, back with an empty. Nice clothes, hype shows, never wearing tight clothes. Baby thoughts of a genius, borderline sight. Whoa. I grind and hustle, my mind and my muscles. Always shining when I pump through.
I don't know my own.
Call disco clown. We the people. If you're white, red, yellow, or brown, there's a black Superman in DC town. Overnight, took the big house, black to right. What it mean? It means pull them pants up high. Now, no more ignorant ass backwater stuff from us. I can't stand it. Dude, stand it, stand it. Time played out, playing rappers who can't handle it. Assistance the most high five to dismantle it. Obama brought the noise, logic, and fuses. No more stupid excuses, damn the plan. Put our own heads in nooses. 2009, the world's still a ball of confusion. Just take you got half your mind, body, and soul losers. But you better know it's time for some action, keep it moving.
I don't know my own.
The song hot. Ring, 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 trying to sell their bling, bling. Mad at the king, cause we're doing the damn thing. Never catch me stressing over a damn obsession. My mind is a weapon, just like a Smith & Wesson. No time for depression, my life is like a lesson. Now the world takes over, no time for hate and death. That's the enemy for master with my progression. All that aggression has taught me a real lesson. I'm professing, it's made me stronger without question. On earth, ring hell until I get to heaven.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We have Drum Majors ATL co-hosting with us, and we have our special guest right now in the building. We have the one and only Janelle Mecca Holmes. What's going on?
Hey. Appreciate you dropping that joint.
Yeah. Yes, it's hot. Loving it. It takes me back. I like that feel. Everybody's now seem like they're starting to get that feel good music that they're playing right now.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be a hot video dropping for that. That's going to be animated. We're going to drop it at the end of the month to help, you know, push the project in October. So definitely be on the lookout for that. So it's going to be an animated video. So definitely be on the lookout for it.
All right. And is there anything you would like for the listeners to know that they don't already know about you that you would want to mention? I know you're working on some filming. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. There's a film project that's underway that involves Eldridge Holmes, who's actually an uncle of mine. And Eldridge Holmes was a soul singer out of New Orleans throughout the 60s and 70s, worked with the Neville Brothers, was a understudy of Alan Toussaint, Little Richard, Irma Thomas, a lot of classic soul. So he his music was sampled heavily, and actually it sells a lot via overseas. And unfortunately, you know, he's kind of one of those typical unsung stories where he had a huge level of success and he died at an early age and really didn't get a chance to see how successful, you know, his music is. So if you go on YouTube now and you do a search for Eldridge Holmes or just Google him, you'll see a lot about him. So we're going to do a documentary about his life through the eyes of his grandson, who's actually named Eldridge Holmes. So it's going to be a very good documentary, and we're going to have it placed in some film festivals next year, as well as placed in some independent theaters so the general public can check it out. Yep. So it's going to be called The Lost Soul of Eldridge Holmes.
That sounds great. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And is there anything else you would like for everybody to know?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Fit Digital is a new company by Chuck D of Public Enemy. And Spit
okay.
Digital allows artists to distribute their music via iTunes, Amazon, and all digital retail outlets. So, you know, that's going to launch in October. So we're looking for independent labels that really want to get their music out there, as well as receive consultation in regards to how to do it. So be on the lookout for Spit Digital, S-P-I-T Digital, coming in October.
And I was wanting to know, now that you mentioned that, is it a way that I can get a little information on that so I can let the listeners and artists know about that and, you know, kind of announce it a little bit for you, let everybody know what you have going on?
Yeah, you know what? The best way to keep in touch with myself and the whole movement, as well as Spit Digital, is to, you know, I'm on Facebook, again, Janol Mecca Holmes, and that's J-A-N-O-L, Mecca, M-E-C-C-A, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. You can find me on Facebook. You can Google me. Also, Supernatural, I-N-C, on Facebook, as well as Twitter. And, you know, there's definitely going to be a huge launch in October in regards to Spit Digital. It's actually the new home of Public Enemy. And people kind of sleep like, oh, man, you know, Public Enemy, old school and this and that. Public Enemy, they never stop touring. They continue to tour overseas and to sold out shows. And it's actually the home of Spit Digital is the home of Public Enemy, as well as other labels, as well as Supernatural. And again, Public Enemy makes music that's timeless. And I think, you know, I'm just going to say it. I don't think people are going to be rocking a Soulja Boy or, you know, the little one-hit wonders that's going on right now 10 years from now. And so, and that's important. So, like I said, Spit Digital is definitely the movement, and we can, you know, we're looking forward to working with artists that are wanting to take the independent route digitally and kind of guide them the right way so they can have success now as well as later.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. And that's the way you're using that as a way to educate as well, because a lot of artists don't even know about digital downloads.
I won't even say his name, man. There's an artist that I was affiliated with who didn't even have an email address. You know, he's still like stuck in the early 80s and early 90s, still, you know, trying to pass out tapes and burn CDs. You know, and we're like in a technical age where, you know, we're talking 10, you know, billion iPhones being sold, where people are downloading music, you know, and utilizing iTunes. So people are not even, you know, checking for CD stores anymore, really. So it's like with technology, man, you got to lead, follow, or get left behind. And so, you know, the whole model of Spit Digital is to make sure that, you know, people stay ahead of the game versus being left behind.
Okay. All right. Well, we're so glad that you came on today, and you have so much to talk about. We would like to invite you back again to the show and learn a little bit more of what you have going on, your projects and different things. You know, it seems like the time is so short. Once you get on, you're like, oh, I can't wait till this person come on, this guest. And then when you finally get here, it's like you have so much you want to get in such a little time.
Yeah,
it's
that's crazy. How I felt about
the
True Blood this season. I don't know if you watched that show.
What did you say?
I said that's how I felt about True Blood this season. I don't know if you watched True Blood, man. I was like, man, that's a good show, man.
It.
It's like the season came and went, you know, because every episode was good. So
did
I guess
you
that's
see it Sunday?
Thing.
Oh my goodness, it was.
Yeah,
awesome.
Did Tara like is Tara dead or what? Did she die or is like Eric going to come back next season and turn her into a vampire?
That's the part I didn't even understand. If she died or I didn't, I was wondering the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I love True Blood. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
But
Nikki Rich, thanks for having me.
Yes, and we're going to stay in touch. And, again, you're welcome to come anytime if you want to just let everybody know anything you have going on. You feel free to come on. Just call up and say, oh, I want to come on. I got this going on. Let us know.
Will do. Oh, do. Oh, special shout out to Beta Beat Radio and Yvette Lee, my PR, and artist,
yes.
Old Boy the Man, Big Vell, and The List, you know, D Sharp.
Everybody.
So, everybody. Leroy and them.
Dean Mecca.
7-Eleven.
Dean Mecca.
Yeah. All right, Drum Majors.
All right. Drum Majors in the building. Everybody.
Are they still in the building?
Everybody. Yeah.
Wait, are we still in the building?
Okay.
Everybody
right.
Just quiet. You know, we it's Wind Down Wednesday. Today is Wind Down Wednesday, so we just wind down. You know how in the beginning of the week you get crunk a little bit, you wind it down, and then you get that boost after the Wednesday. Thursday, you're like, oh, yeah, it's the weekend. You ready to go.
Yeah. Ready for Friday. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, one
yes,
one
yes,
other thing,
yes.
Man. I don't mean to hold the show captive, but, you know, make sure, man, you encourage everybody to stand behind President Barack Obama. You know, don't encourage people not to get caught up into the media that, you know, he's soft or he's failing as a president. I mean, he's dealing with tough obstacles, you know, especially within the government, you know, just the government that was designed to do us in anyway. You know, it's like he's in hell trying to make it heaven. So we need to really get behind President Barack Obama and, you know, get out and vote. And, you know, let's not be like Tavis and Cornell and, you know, all these other Uncle Tom politicians trying to, you know, bring him down. Let's stand behind the president and, you know, talk positive about him. And when it's, you know, next year, let's get out and vote. For real. Because
exactly.
If you don't vote, that means you can't say anything. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. You know? So,
the major thing, the thing I would tell everybody to do is do your research. Do your research. Don't just go by what somebody else say. You do your research and you make the decision on what you're going to do. Support. I think it's important to support
our president. He's working hard right now. He got a lot on him. He has a lot on him.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's enough that he already got like these haters that are racist and that probably wish to see him dead anyway. So it's sad when you got, you know, black folk and other minorities who he's really fighting for go against him as well. So like we really need to like rally and, you know, put the BS aside. Put the BS aside and let's look toward what's really important toward our future. The swag and, you know, the materialistic crap is not important. You know, at least
okay.
for the long term. So you can't be swagging it out at 60 and 70 and or maybe 50. But beyond that, it's kind of tough. But,
yeah.
You know, like my thing is just put the focus on, you know, the future. Like I said, it's very important to stand behind our president at this time. Okay, it's time
yeah.
for me to go, right? Okay.
See, you don't have to go. But we thank you for being on our show tonight. And maybe we can have you as a co-host as well one day.
I'll be honest, man. I'll be honest, I can kick it in the cut like the drum majors, man. They haven't said nothing.
Yeah.
No, most definitely not. We just sit back, we watch him, we listen to what's going on, listening to the music over here, Twittering, keeping it, you know what I'm saying? We listen to what's going on, you know, so the whole movement. Love Nikki Rich Show.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right, Nikki Rick, back to what you were doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, drum major.
All right. You were just listening to Janelle Mecca Holmes, guys, our special guest for tonight. We have drum majors in the building. Drum majors, right now we're going to go to the phone line, drum majors. We have a 843 number in the building. 843. You are on with Nikki Rich and the drum majors ATL. What's going on? Tell us
hey,
your name.
Hey
what's going on?
Nothing much. It's Shaquetta, president, the promotions director for the Nikki Rich Show. So I'm in here, baby.
What's going on? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, you know, just, you know, leaving from Bible study, got my praise on, so I'm ready. I'm good to go.
Yes.
Great.
Well, tell us a little bit about you, Ms. Director of the promo. Tell us the promo scene and also a little bit about yourself.
Again, my name is Shaquetta, president. I'm from a small country town in across South Carolina. I'm over the rich exec, and my goal is to promote a rich lifestyle, which is more than money. I mean, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually rich, you know, because there's so much in store for us, and it's a rich affair, and we don't want nobody left behind. We want everybody to be a part of the movement. My theme is just a new generation. It's Generation Rich. You know, we're going to get it, we're going to do it, and we want everybody to be a part of it, to just not, you know, sit back and watch, but to be involved in, you know, what's going on. So with that being said, I also have my book coming out in honor of my late brother on November 21st, which is Sincerely CS Presidential, which is who I am, Shaquetta Shante President. And just through my poetry, I'm revealing my soul, different emotions of dealing with love, life, and loss of loved ones. So definitely we want you to follow us on Twitter. It's Rich Exec. It's RICHXECT as in Tom X. So follow us there, and you can follow me, which is Me Presidential, MIPRESIDNT. IAL. So get in there. Don't nobody left behind. If you get left behind, it's because you chose not to get along and get on it.
And follow the drum majors too, guys. Drum majors, tell them your Twitter as well.
It's at drum majors ATL, and my other producers is at _ drum majors ATL, and follow our overseas producers at drum majors Paris. So we all on there all the time, so we're trying to go live.
Exactly. Well, we're glad to have Miss President in the building. She has been so great to the Nikki Rich Show. And like I say, we have built a team of strong individuals doing major, major things right now. So we're trying to push forward. Drum Majors ATL, we're getting it in. We are not playing no games here. We're taking it to the top. We living rich.
Oh, yeah, we got
rich. Yes, yes. And we got some confirmation today, Drum Majors ATL. Me, I got the chance to have a dinner date, a lunch date, that is, with Miss Presidential. Tell us, tell them a little bit how our experience was. It was crazy. It was just confirmation.
It was crazy. You know, we were just kicking out, you know, at a little Japanese spot, eating some sushi, and, you know, just doing, we was eating rich, you know? And so at the end, you know, we was just ready to go, and we got our little fortune cookie. And, like, I don't really get too big into those, you know, fortune cookies. I was like, you know, okay, we'll read it. And Nikki's one was like, you know, she would be successful in the entertainment, you know, business. And we were like, what? So I was like, okay, let me see what, you know, mine is talking about. And, you know, with being a new author, you have a lot of people, you know, saying, well, your first book may not go as well. But I know different because this was inherited through the loss of my brother. I found this passion to write. And so my cookie was like, you know, I will receive a large lump sum of money through inheritance. And to me, that was confirmation. Like, no man can change your vision. When God gives you a vision, you walk right into it. And that's what we're doing. We're walking in it.
Exactly. It was crazy, guys. It was crazy. It was like how it worked. It was, we were sitting here talking about our visions and what we have going on as far as the station and her book. And it was just like, as soon as we opened up those cookies, it was like, oh, my gosh, do you really believe this? So it was confirmation all day.
All day.
Definitely.
Oh,
nice to hear that.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's been crazy. It's been real. We've been on for 5 months. Well, is it 5 months? It might be a little longer since April. But we've been on since April, and we done hit that 5,000 mark. Yeah, we're new, and we have over 5,000 listeners. I think that's pretty good.
It is.
Yeah, it's hard to get all those listeners, so it's pretty hot right now. And we just keep pushing through, so I'm grateful. I'm blessed. And I'm blessed to have you guys on tonight, too, to support the movement.
Most definitely. I supported the long way. Support those that support me, so it's a great feeling.
Yeah. But, Drum Majors, we're glad to have you on tonight. But y'all definitely have to come through the Slammin' and Jammin' where we determine. I'm not going to keep having y'all on all the time, but y'all have to come on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock at Slammin' and Jammin' where we have the indie music and we play it and we determine if we slam it or jam it. This past week we have 403 Mob. And last night we're so blessed that we had the Basketball Wives of L.A., Miss Jackie Christie, called in. That was crazy. So it was amazing that she called in. It was hot. It was pretty hot.
Thanks, Debra. Keep up the good work on supporting me. I love it.
Yes. And we got your new track, so we will be playing that. I just got that in the mail, so don't put us out yet. We got you in rotation, steady rotation right now. But we're grateful to have all you guys on. Any last words from you, Drum Majors ATL?
Just stay tuned. We got a lot of good movies, got a lot of good videos coming. My artist is about to bring some good stuff to the table. And good websites coming, so just stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter.
Will do, will do. Well, thank you for being with us. And Miss Chiquita Presidential, tell us anything else you would like to say.
I just definitely want to, you know, congratulate you for being who you are and not allowing anyone to, you know, deter you from your goals because, you know, like I said, you have the vision, stick with it. You have a good team behind you, and that's what's important, you know, that support team. So I'm happy to be along with the movement and the, you know, the Generation Rich. So I'm ready. I'm like, let go. Let go.
Yes, I love it. Generation Rich is on the rise. They don't know, now you know. It's that time. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss MSNIKKIRICH. It's Miss Nikki Rich. You can also find me on Facebook. Y'all find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ The Real Nikki Rich, and that's the T-H-E, Real Nikki Rich. Or you can also email me if you want to be a part of the show at NikkiRich79@gmail.com. And I want to end tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love, and success. Great show tonight, guys. It was a great show. I loved it, loved it. All right. We say peace. Good night.
Good night.